ऋषियों ने सलाह किया, चक्षुरुन्मीलितंगी न तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम। I was explaining Sirup Shiksha that was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag. So far, when I came to Italy, from beginning, I was explaining this very beautiful and very important this thing. So I told that if you want to dive in bhakti realm, if you want to learn all kinds of transcendental truth, you want to begin Shuddha, pure bhakti, then you must anyhow from any qualified guru, you should try to listen all this. Oh, I have gone so much.
Vanagya sta spiegando Rupa Shiksha, le istruzioni che Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu diede.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he was himself Krishna. But taking the intensive mood of Srimati Radhika and splendor beauty of Srimati Radhika, he came to this world only to sprinkle a rag marg of bhakti and to test the three desire of himself Krishna, Radhaya Pranay Mahima, like this.
Era Krishna stesso, ma aveva preso il sentimento di Radhika e la sua bellissima il suo bellissimo aspetto. Venne in questo mondo per dare la raga marga batti.
Come on, more.
Ancora.
Yeah. Okay. You can come inside.
Come fai sotto se vuoi.
And then, what told?
Yes, in questo mondo era arrivato Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You know that prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ram came, Krishna also came, so many high classes of acharyas like Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbati, all came and preached bhakti, but not bhakti rasa.
Oltre a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, molti avatar sono venuti, Krishna stesso, Rama, Nilambarka, molti acharya anche, tutti per dare la bhakti, per insegnare la bhakti, ma nessuno è venuto a dare la raga bhakti.
Especially Krishna came and he tested gopi prem, braj prem, but he could not distribute.
Krishna stesso è venuto per provare il il sentimento e la, il Gopi Prema e la Radha Prema, ma non è venuto per distribuirlo.
So, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give any place here, any here. You can come, Buddha Prabhu here, because they are. So, you can come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has given bhakti rasa. There is so much difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa.
Solo Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu è venuto a dare il bhakti rasa. C'è molta differenza tra la bhakti e il bhakti rasa.
All the acharyas, previous acharyas, they preached and followed bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam. This one. But no rasa.
Tutti gli acharya sono venuti per dare Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smarana, Archana, Pada Sevana, Archana, Vandana, eccetera. Ma nessuno è venuto per dare il Rasa.
That Prahlada has done. Oh, don't. You should go there. Yes, yes, you can sit there. Prahlad Maharaj, he used to do Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana. But that was not rush. You can, this bhakti cannot control Krishna and Radhika. Also Hanuman can do so much love and affection from Ram. But Hanuman cannot control. Even, you know, Arjun, to whom Krishna himself married his daughter, sister Subhadra, and he was taking his chariot here and there. And Arjun used to tell him, Sakha, but the bhakti of Arjun could not control Krishna as the Brajvasi controlled Krishna.
Anche Prahlad Maharaj faceva Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Svarana e ottenne la Bhakti, ma non poteva controllare Radha e Krishna. Alcuni possono anche avere sviluppato la Bhakti per Ramachandra, ma senza Radha. Persino Arjuna, che sposò la sorella di Krishna, Subhadra, ed era molto amico a Krishna, lo chiamava Sakha, non poteva controllarlo.
Even Uddhava, very bosom friend of Krishna, you know, he was his prime minister, he was his general, he was so many things,
advisor,
everything. But his bhakti could not control Krishna.
Uddhava anche era un grande devoto di Krishna, era il suo consigliere, il suo ministro, era sempre con lui, ma non poteva controllare Krishna, neanche lui.
Very carefully you should try to hear. Very carefully, otherwise you will not understand.
Dovete ascoltare con molta attenzione, altrimenti non riuscirete a capire il senso di questo.
Why so? Hanuman is so high class of devotee. He has love and affection so much. He has served so much. Pandavas have served, Draupadi has served so much. Uddhav has so much, but why they can control? Lakshmi cannot control. Why? There is some reason. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates can express these things.
Hanuman è un grande devoto di Rama, aveva tantissimo amore e affetto per lui, Draupadi anche una di questi devoti, Uddhava anche, persino Lakshmi Devi, che è la più cara compagna di Narayana, ma loro non possono controllare Krishna, solo Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu può controllare Krishna e può dare questo.
You know also how beloved were Saptabhama and Rukmini to Krishna in Dwarka. So much beloved. But even their bhakti could not control Krishna.
Molte regine, Advaraka, Rukmini e tutte le altre erano molto amate e care a Krishna, ma anche loro non potevano controllarlo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates Rupa Goswami has told very vividly and clearly that their bhakti were mixed with opulence. They used to know Krishna that sometimes that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead and we are servants. So their love and affection was not so high to control Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami e tutti gli associati di Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hanno dichiarato che la bhakti vista all'opulenza non è in grado di controllare Krishna.
But Brajavasis, like Sridham Subal, Nanda Yasoda, and all the gopis like Srimati Radhika Chandravali, Lalita Vishakha Rup Manjari, and all their love and affection was so high that they never thought that Krishna is God Himself, Supreme Personality of God. Oh, like bosom friends, like my dear son and my beloved one.
Avraja, tutte le gopi, Nanda, Yasoda, Isaka, Subalsaka, Madhumandala, tutti i compagni di Krishna, non pensano mai che lui sia la persona suprema. Loro sono come amici, come fratelli, e hanno molta confidenza con lui.
Krishna, who defeated very easily Aghasur, Bakasur, Putana, Kansa, Charun, Mustik, very easily. But Sridhama or Subal, they easily defeated Krishna. And Krishna being on the earth, his back was on the touch the earth. But it's Krishna was smiling, defeated. Then any another, Madhumangal told, why you are smiling? Because you are defeated by Sridhama. Sridhama has defeated you. Krishna told that I am not defeated. I have defeated Sridhama. How? Because my nose is up and Sridhama nose is down. Though my back is on the ground, but yet Sridhama's nose looking towards earth and mine is also. So I defeated Sridhama. So Krishna was feeling pleasure to be defeated by his friends.
Krishna.
Go on.
Krishna ha ucciso molti demoni, Putana, Gasura, Ristasura. È molto potente, ma quando lotta con Sridhama o con Subala e viene sconfitto da loro, si trova per terra con la schiena a terra, sorride e Sridhama gli dice: io ti ho sconfitto, batte le mani. Ma Krishna dice: no, io non sono stato sconfitto, sei tu che sei sconfitto, perché io sono qui con la testa, con la schiena a terra, ma il mio naso guarda in alto, mentre il tuo naso sta guardando giù per terra, quindi sei te che sei stato sconfitto. E Krishna ride molto divertito.
Also you know that Krishna was weeping loudly, with tears. Naturally he was weeping. When Yashoda wanted to bind him in grinder motor. And she wanted to beat from her cane to Krishna. Why you did so? And Krishna is weeping. Who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he still, he has for that in that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am have so much high classes of opulences. And he was weeping.
Quando Mamma Yashoda castiga Krishna e ha il bastone in mano e gli dice non devi più fare i dispetti, non devi più fare questo, quello, Krishna piange tutto impaurito e lui è la suprema persona, Dio, e possiede tutte le pulenze, le potenze, però è lì che piange, perché? Perché ha dimenticato di essere la persona suprema, ha dimenticato tutto.
Once in Dwarka Krishna was playing with his devotees like Satyabhama and Rukmini. And Rukmini was fanning him. At once Krishna became so reserved,
grave.
And he told that, I'm not qualified to marry you, Rukmini. You are so much beautiful in whole world. And all the princess of whole world wanted to marry you, but I am black. Only those who are poor, they come to me to, and they worship me. No one rich person comes to me. They fear that if they will worship Krishna, they will be very poor. So they don't come. So now I think that it will be proper that to whom you want to marry, I can take you to that person and you should marry easily. I don't want to give you so much pressure. I know that I'm not so much qualified. And at once hearing, Rukmini fell down on the earth and began to roll down and he became senseless.
Una volta a Dwaraka, Rukmini stava scherzando, stava lì gioiendo con Rukmini e Satyabhama, e mentre Rukmini stava sventagliandolo, lui iniziò a parlare e dire: guarda, io non sono.
But you know that in Vrindavan, especially in Vrindavan, in Kunjas, Srimati Radhika is having so much man and anger to Krishna. And at once he ordered Krishna, oh, go out from my kunj. Go out. At once he should go away. And Krishna was giving his head on the lotus feet of Radhika. And I will not do offense like this in my future life. So, gopis are telling Krishna to quit their kunjas. How they are more superior than Satyabhama and Rukmini, they can control easily Krishna.
Ma Vraja, nei kunja di Vraja, nei boschetti di Vraja, Radhika, che è arrabbiata con Krishna, subito dice vai via da qui, non ti voglio più vedere, e le gopi lo allontanano e Krishna obbedisce e se ne va. Come sono elevati questi devoti, molto più di Rukmini e Satyabhama o le regine di Dwaraka, perché loro possono controllare Krishna come vogliono.
Even Jayadeva Goswami, who was prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not write this, that Krishna gave his head on the lotus feet of Radhika. His heart was trembling and shaking out of fear that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and Radhika is a simple gopi. How it can be? But Krishna himself came and wrote down his in Git Govinda, Smaragaral Khandanam Mamashirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapalla.
Krishna in quel momento, per farsi perdonare, si abbassò e mise la testa ai piedi di Radhika. E persino Jayadeva Goswami si impressionò per descrivere questa cosa che era.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, in this Gauranga Roop, Gauranga shape. He wanted to give this and sprinkle one drop of that to this world, which Krishna could not give. Anyone could not give prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful, more than Krishna, because his mercy is Radhika's mercy there, combined with Krishna. Combined mercy of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy. So more superior. He wanted to sprinkle this mood. How gopi can control? A jiva may have this.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu voleva quindi dare una goccia, una particella di tutto questo a questo mondo ed è venuto per dare questo. Lui è l'avatara più misericordioso perché la sua misericordia è combinata con quella di Radha e Krishna assieme. Cioè ci sono tutte e due le misericordie, sia quella di Radharani e di Krishna, quindi è il più misericordioso.
That has been told by Rupa Goswami himself. He is Rupa Manjari, and he has told in his Vidagdha Madhav that Anarpiti Charim Chirat Karuna Avatirna Kalau Samarapai Tum Unnato Jalar Sangsa Bhakti Sriyam Hariha Purat Sundar Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sada Ridaya Kandare Spurutami Sachinandana. That this Sachinandan being the son of Sachimaya, Sachimaya is so merciful, and that is why he has taken some mercy from Sachimaya. So he has come to sprinkle his mercy out of his mercy. What that thing? That anarpiti charing chira, that prem and love which was never given before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came last time. For that prem, unnat ujjvala rasa. Unnat ujjvala rasa is the invalid gopi. They consort by unnat ujjvala rasa to Krishna. And especially in Srimati Radhika. It cannot be given to anyone. Never cannot be given. So he came to test this. And to give one drop of this, that is the beauty of unnat ujjvala rasa to jiva. They have only qualified to taste only the beauty of that unnat pujal ras. That is the mood of Srila Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, like Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami, che è Rupa Manjari stessa, nel Vidagdha Madhava ha detto che Sachitananda Nagorari è venuto per dare la sua misericordia, la prema e quell'amore che nessun'altra incarnazione aveva mai portato prima, che è un atto jivala rasa, cioè
Hariha Purvar Sundar Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutame Sachinandana. The meaning of this, in this our heart there are so many mad high things. What they are? Vaishnava Parad. They can uproot bhakti lata, bhakti creeper, for ever. And then bhakti creeper will dry. So these offenses are in our heart. For anadikal. But when a lion will come, seeing them, this lion, oh, mad elephants will quickly run away from there.
A lion.
Il significato di questo è che nel nostro cuore noi non siamo in grado di ricevere questo prema perché c'è un elefante pazzo che può strappare la pianticella della Bhakti Lata Bis, della devozione, e questa elefante pazzo sono le Vaishnava Parade che sono nel nostro cuore e strappano la pianticella per sempre. Ma non appena arriva un leone, questo elefante pazzo immediatamente scappa.
Who is lion? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself lion. Hariha Purvat Sundar Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutame Sachi. That lion is himself Hari. Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hari. Gaur Hari. If he will chant and remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a lion, he will come to our heart. And sing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at once mad elephants like so many kinds of Vaishnava Prat, Nama Prat, quickly they will go out.
Chi è questo leone? Il leone è Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stesso. Lui è Hari, Gora Hari. E se noi cantiamo e preghiamo a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, l'elefante pazzo delle Vaishnava Parade, delle Nama Parade, tutte le offese che sono lì nel cuore, immediatamente se ne andranno.
So here, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was giving all these thoughts, bhakti, lata, bhis, all these things, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if a man is chanting, devotee is chanting, remembering and serving his Gurudev, but it may be that a very bad elephant like a Vaishnava Parad, offenses to the Vaishnava, comes or it uproots the whole bhakti kripa and ruins. So if we are serving our Gurudev and doing chanting, remembering, reading books, distributing books, making temples, we can do all these things very easily. But if you are not fearing and caring for Vaishnava Parad, that is offense to Vaishnava. Oh, it will uproot at once that bhakti tree, bhakti kripa, and your life will be ruined.
Ha dato questi insegnamenti a riguardo.
Devotee can fear to offense Gurudev. It may be because he has initiated him. But at the same time, it may be that he is not caring for Vaishnavas. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are like in same category. You saw nothing that my Gurudev is more superior than Shiksha Guru. If you think that Rupa Goswami is your Shiksha Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shiksha Guru, Nityananda Prabhu Shiksha Guru, Gopis are Shiksha Guru, Krishna is Shiksha Guru, how can you think that my Diksha Guru is more superior than Shiksha Guru? It cannot be.
Si sono preoccupati e pensano che il guru sia la persona più elevata, ma e non si curano invece poi degli altri devoti, degli altri Vaishnava, fanno offese, mentre il guru e tutti gli altri Vaishnava che possono essere anche i nostri Shiksha Guru sono sullo stesso livello. Come possiamo pensare che Krishna è il nostro, che è il nostro Shiksha Guru, le Gopi, i devoti degli Acharya della Parampara siano meno elevati del nostro Diksha Guru?
Diksha and Shiksha Guru, if they are qualified both, they should be treated or in the same category. Shiksha Guru may give association and also he can initiate. No, Diksha Guru has initiated me, but Shiksha Guru may initiate others. So he is not less qualified. So Shiksha and Diksha Guru should be treated according to their level, according to their qualification. If I am thinking that my Shiksha Guru is Rupa Goswami, he is superior to my Diksha Guru. And if I am thinking that, oh, my Swamiji is Shiksha Guru and my Diksha Guru is Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, here I will see that both are in same level. I should respect them. Both. Not that he is so junior, he is senior, like not there. But if actually Shiksha Guru is less qualified, oh, we can treat like this. Vaishnava chiniya adar karibe jabe. We should know, a madhyam adhikari should know that how qualified is this Vaishnava? According to that qualification, he must serve them. Understand? Otherwise, he will see that Putana has come like a mother, and oh, really she is mother more than Yashoda, he will think. And thus, an offense will come. So don't be cheated like this. I know that some are cheating like this and they are going down so much, having so much offenses. So we should try to fear from Vaishnava offense. Always, always. Otherwise your bhakti will be either stopped or it will be uprooted.
Il diksha guru può dare associazione e mentre il diksha può dare il diksha guru dà l'iniziazione, ma entrambi possono essere la stessa persona e devono essere trattati allo stesso livello. Può anche essere che il diksha guru dia istruzioni a noi e dia iniziazioni a altri. Come possiamo pensare che Rupa Goswami, che è il nostro diksha guru, sia meno elevato di Prabhupada, di Swamiji, che è il nostro diksha guru? Dobbiamo stare molto attenti a questo, a non fare offese in questo modo, perché questo porterà le Vaishnava a parare e strapperà la pianta della devozione. Ma se noi pensiamo, come potremmo pensare, che Putana è venuta nelle vesti di una madre, quindi è più elevata di Yashoda, può essere un'offesa questa? Dobbiamo aver paura di queste offese.
There are six kinds of Vaishnava offense: Hanti, Nindanti, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavanang Nabhinandeti, Jati no Harsha, Darshani Patatanishata. These are six. If Hanti, if you are beating any Vaishnava who is chanting and remembering, he is actually a pure devotee. Whether not pure devotee, but he is chanting even, you should try to give respect, because Rupa Goswami has told those who are chanting them, oh, you should respect. Those who are chanting, give him all kinds of unwanted desires. They should be respected with dandat pranam and also by heart. And those who have given up all kinds of nonsense, unwanted things, and offenses, oh, you should respect by your heart, giving yourself totally in the lotus feet of that Vaishnava and associate with him.
Ci sono sei tipi di offese, e tra queste offese c'è questa del portare rispetto agli altri Vaishnava. Noi dobbiamo portare rispetto a un devoto che canta l'Harinam, la recita il mantra, e dargli i nostri. Non offenderlo, non dargli nulla, non fargli nulla. Ma se c'è un devoto che ha desideri materiali e nello stesso tempo è impegnato anche lui nel canto, dobbiamo lo stesso portargli rispetto e fargli dandala. Però nello stesso tempo, se c'è un altro Vaishnava che invece canta puramente la Rinam, allora questo devoto noi dobbiamo arrenderci completamente e dare il nostro sé.
So you should not hunt, you should not bait any Vaishnava if he is chanting. No harm, he is not so much qualified, not high class of Vaishnava, but yet he is chanting. You should try to respect him. Don't beat him, for little reasons. Secondly, Nindanti. You should not criticize that Vaishnava, whether he is ugly, whether he is not knowing so much high class of Siddhant, special transcendental truth. He cannot speak so sweet, but you should not criticize them. Never, never. Thirdly, if a high class of Vaishnava devotee is coming, not high class, but any Vaishnava is coming, and he is of Madhyam Adhikari, you should be happy. Oh, Vaishnava is coming. You should be happy. If anyone is not becoming happy, he is not true Vaishnava. He should be given a better. Even he may be guru, but he is not happy, any Vaishnava is coming, then he should be given up totally.
Allora
So if any Vaishnava is coming, Madhyama Adhikari, a guru or any devotee is not going to respect him, and he is warning others that don't associate them, devotee. His high class of devotee I know, but yet you should not mix with him, and you should not hear him, and don't associate. Then it is big, high, very dangerous offense. You should be always careful for this. You should go when a Vaishnava is coming. Oh, we should be a stand up, and then we should follow him. And oh, please come on, please come on. Welcome, you should. Like Parikshit Maharaj welcomed Sukadeva Goswami. When Rupa Goswami used to come, Sanatana Goswami used to stand up and doing pranam. Oh, come on, come on. Like Rupa Goswami to Sanatana Goswami or any Vaishnava in Vrindavan. When coming, oh, please come on. And a sitting place should be given to them, as you did when I came here. I became so happy. So, you should not warn anyone that don't associate with me. And if you are here and any Vaishnava is coming, at once, oh, we should give up this place and go away. I have seen that so many devotees, unqualified devotees, when I used to go there in their temple, oh, at once they used to
give up the place.
I was glorifying Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, because he was my friend also, my Shiksha Guru also. And he has written in his letter himself that our relation is transcendental. But if anyone is doing against this thing, oh, certainly they are doing so much offenses. So you should try to careful, very carefully about this, otherwise your bhakti will be uprooted. And when he leaves that place, oh, we should follow to some distance, that, like that border of that house, we should go away and do pranam and then return. These are six offenses if you are not doing all. So you should try to maintain. Go on. Swamiji has never written in any book his Chaitanya Chaitamrita explanation, Srimad Bhagavat explanation, or even instruction of nectar of earth. Anywhere he can try to. Don't that you should do offense to Vaishnava. I always has written Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sadhu Siddhi Hai. He has always instructed his disciples to serve Vaishnavas. Without serving Vaishnava, how you can go up? So he can never tell that, oh, you should offense to Vaishnava. I have seen, personally seen him, Swamiji, that any God brother coming, what to tell God brothers? Even myself, his like disciple, used to come to him, he began, used to stand up and embrace me and to make me sit, and so much Harikatha was going on. I know personally, he never told, he cannot tell that you should offense any Vaishnava, you should not respect Vaishnava, you should not associate with any high class of Vaishnava. He cannot say.
Srila Prabhupada,
Jadi Vaishnava aparad uthe hati mata, upada va chinde tar sukh jai pata. And Swamiji has explained like this. And then also, aparadhast is jaiche nahoye udgam. Kintu jadir lata sange uthe upasakha, bhukti mukti bancha jato asankhya tar lekha, nishiddhachar kuti nati jiv hinsan, la puja pratisthadi jato upasakha gan, shek jalpaiya upasakha badhi jaye, sabdhaya mul sakha badhi tene paaye. You can explain.
The gardener must defend some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper, or the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. Diplomatic behavior.
Yes.
Animal killing.
Very, very victim. Duplicity. Duplicity. You should not bring politics in bhakti. Otherwise your bhakti will be uprooted.
Animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. If one does not distinguish between the Bhakti-lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the Bhakti-lata creeper is curtailed.
Yes. I have explained all these things in other places, but you still use it.
Maharaj ha già spiegato, ha già dato delle lezioni a Viareggio.
You should carefully here give attention that there are two words here. Chinde vav ukkade sar sukh jaya pata and estabd haiya jaya. Estabd, there is a word estabd, and other is upade. If there is Vaishnava Parad, then it will uproot bhakti totally. No? And if there is some worldly desire and unwanted thing, nishiddhachar, that is
inappropriate behavior for Vaishnavas,
and jivhinsan,
violence,
and others. Oh, it will not uproot bhakti. Bhakti will be stopped, stagnant only. And when a very bona fide Vaishnava devotees association will be, again it may come. So it is not so dangerous, but not so dangerous as my Vaishnava offense. It will uproot your bhakti at all. And if you have some desire, worldly desire, some lust to any woman or any man, female and male, each other, it will not uproot. But some for time being, it may be stopped. And when a Vaishnava Sangh will come, association of Vaishnava, he will inspire again. And he will cut all the wanted things. But when your Vaishnava aparadhi is there, offense of Vaishnava, Vaishnava cannot associate with him, you. Never they will come. They will hate to you. They know that even Krishna cannot come and be merciful if Vaishnava are against you. It's a very, very careful thing. You should not do any aparadha. Like six, I told. Go on. So gardener should be very strong that he should cut down all the unwanted creepers which are like bhakti, but not bhakti. What is that? Sangha Siddha Bhakti, Arof Siddha Bhakti, Karma Mishya Bhakti, Jnana Mishya Bhakti, Yoga Mishya Bhakti. What are that? If you are doing bhakti to Krishna, you are not giving so much impression on Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Only to beat this vision. Only making temple of stones and bricks. Only making so many boarding for boys, Gurukul, Mandir, or keeping so many thousands and hundreds of cows and milking and making so much delicious preparation. These are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. If actually they are used, not misused, then it can help some to extend. But if not, these are desires, worldly desires. and these are not pure bhakti. If you are in the guidance of your Gurudev, a strong personality, then all may be bhakti. But no very strong association, then all money which will come from these things, they will be in our pocket. And after some time, all this money will be given to any his girlfriend. And after some time, he will take that girlfriend with him, with whole money, with whole ornaments, golden ornaments, he will take, and he will fly from here. And lacks his devotees, his initiated disciples will broke down, her heart will be broke down. Thus, his bhakti went, and all who followed him, both all went there. So always we should give emphasis on Samaranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Not on these things. It is for help to more that Swarup Siddha Bhakti. If are they are helpful, we can take something. But like Rupa Raghunath, all these things not. Only for beginners, they may help some distribution of books. It is essentially, we do also. You can keep...